Beware of the beware of the fucking
closet or the attic gremlins.
Yeah. All right, so we're recording now.
Oh, okay.
And what we're reading would be known as 30 H's, or oh God.
Yeah.
You can't do that without contracting bronchitis or something.
Or maybe it's just H, etc., etc.
Yeah. 30 H's, people. By Second Pillow. It's a Harry Potter fanfic. From the description, he's saying, Harry Potter eventually eats a sandwich and discusses life with a famous author.
Eventually eats a sandwich.
Eventually. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so rated T on goodoldfanfiction.net. And here to start us off is Chris.
Yep.
Chris, would you like to go?
Yeah. I'm going to do chapter one. Danny will switch off to two. I'll do three, four, blah, blah, blah. You guys understand math, so that's how we're doing it. You'll learn math one day, Danny.
I know.
Okay, so chapter one. Dobby relished his groin saw's roar as he withdrew the flesh-choked blade from the astronaut's ruined skull. He turned to Harry, thrusting his bloody retina-covered pelvis with elfin fervor. How does runny run taste, master? Harry spat out an eyeball, like some kid with eyes. Dobby ducked, and astronaut's poison-barbed fist digging his groin saw into the beast's abdomen and letting the spray of viscera wash over his elfin space armor. The skull's eye sockets on his shoulders grew brilliant with an infernal cast and vomited a bolt of light through an astronaut. He was thrown back against the death wall, his flesh boiling in another dimension. Harry slapped Dobby, who giggled. Harry reminded himself to kill himself later. Master, look out! Dobby's groin saw screamed as it flew off the armor, rocketing through the air like an early dream of mankind. It flew through three astronauts who dropped their hell spears as the saw cut a hole in the ground beneath them, so they fell to hell, and the demonic spheres raped them to this day, boys and girls. Jesus Christ.
That is fucking metal.
That is, yeah. It's like some Metalocalypse shit.
It just sends into another dimension.
Wow.
That's fucking great.
Chapter 2. Danny.
Here we go. Now, Dobby. Dobby knelt before his master. Harry withdrew his guitar, Fuck Slayer, from a dimension we're all screamed for naught. Wrought from the silver heart of heaven's false promises, laced with vessels that pulsed with an angel's menstrual blood. Hewn from the hordes of Satan's generals, it laughed as it was set loose, a laugh that only Harry could hear, but no one could share.
Wow.
Harry swung the guitar through Dobby's chicken neck. He took the head of his fallen dwarf slave and tore open his stomach, stuffing the head inside. Harry vomited steam and summoned a great meteor from space to smash into Hogwarts and kill everyone there for no reason at all. A vision then appeared. It was Dumbledore, entombed in his cursed mummy armor. God. Calling Harry from his moon base, which wasn't on a moon.
What?
Harry, we must rock the fuck out. Harry channeled his rage through Fuck Slayer. The angel blood boiled as he summoned the great meteor, swathed with the blood of the tiny fucklings at Hogwarts, leapt onto it, and flew into space. He encased the entire meteor in a wreath of holy fuck fire and flew through Mercury, killing the fuck out of it. Then he sent Mercury's carcass into Venus, carcass, killing the fuck out of it and making every vagina in the galaxy explode. And inside every vagina, a buoy sang a mortal's life, fleeting precipice.
What the hell is this?
What have we gotten into?
Oh my God.
Harry then did fly his meteor through space, punching astral vampires in half with his fists encased in fuckfire, and throwing their ruined heads into the past where they bit cavemen on Mars so that history changed and now there are vampire cavemen on Mars. Harry received another vision from Fumblegore. From Fumblegore, who was having tea and trumpets with the president of Pangaea. Care to have tea, Harry? You know how I hate chumpets.